Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Thanks to Michael there in Glasnevin who sent us in a picture from Hillcrest Park. There's a tree right across the road there and the power is out, according to Michael in that picture. Now, let's find out what's happening with the HSE. Of Pat Healy, National Director for National Services and Schemes with the HSE. Hello, Pat.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
We're particularly wondering what's going to happen for those who need carers this morning to help them with basic needs like getting out of bed and those areas that are still subject to the red warning. What's the advice and what are you saying?
Well, what we're saying there is that, like many other services, we've the non-essential and non-urgent services have been cancelled. The care in the home for people like home health and public health nurses, while the red warning is there, they're not able, our staff are not able to travel there, so those services won't be provided currently. So there's about 55,000 people who receive services from us in that category. However, we will be prioritising the most vulnerable care once the red warning has been lifted, and as that starts to happen through the services or through the day, we will be assessing the situation and we will be trying to target those people for that need priority care.
Okay, so this is the day now when you really need the community and the neighbours to help you out and help those people out who are stuck in their homes and need assistance.
That's right, Claire, and I think we have a very good network of connection with the likes of voluntary providers like Alone and other voluntary care services, and we link with those. And we would be looking to work with them in terms of responding to those most in need. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to say as well that all of our emergency services remain. So the emergency departments are open 24/7 and they will be continuing. And obviously we would urge anyone who requires urgent emergency care to attend their local emergency department for treatment. Obviously during the red warning, taking all the precautions necessary to get there.
Okay, Pat, thanks very much. Pat Healy from the HSE. Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link, is on the line now. Seamus, I think you're stuck yourself in Tullamore at the moment, but what are you hearing from people you've been in touch with?
No, from what we're hearing is, as Pat says, there's a lot of volunteers out there, including our own. Look, it's very tough. This is one of the worst storms we've had in 60 years or so. There's a lot of damage done. There's a lot of damage still being done because it's not finished. And yes, people are helping out as best they can and making sure they're careful. Mm-hmm. But this is a big one and it's going to take quite a while to clean it up. So it's not just today. Emergency situations are needed. People will be needed for the next week just to get basic functioning back into the system, because right now every secondary road is almost blocked.
Yeah, you're hearing that around the Midlands. There's a lot of roads down, are there? A lot of trees down.
There's a lot of... Yeah, a lot of trees we're hearing. One of the reasons I can't get back home is there isn't just no road free of blocked trees, and that's the end of it. Any secondary road at this stage probably has a tree blocking it, and if you assume it hasn't, you won't be surprised when you come across it. It's just a reality. Various texts I'm getting from people from other councils, and I'm not a councillor, but other people who are councillors are just warning people that roads around them are blocked, and really you just have to stay off them for the moment.
All right, and we wish you well as well, Seamus, there trying to get home from Tullamore. That's Seamus Boland, who's the CEO of Irish Rural Link. We're snowed under with pictures, people sending us in all sorts of pictures of the damage that occurred overnight. We're not out of the danger zone, we know, in many parts of the country, and you heard the warnings earlier. Once the red is lifted in your area, please be aware there will be debris on the roads. That's what we were told by the National Roads Authority. And there's likely to be very strong winds happening over the course of the day when we move into the orange warning.